I'm Stephen Duncan. Kevin, it's Christmas season. What are you buying me?
I'm gonna buy you some beaver pelts.
And this is the Level 7 Podcast. Hey, welcome to the Level 7 Podcast. Today we're talking about PopCap trying to put out a AAA title.
And Mega Man X Street Fighter.
And then we're going to talk about Nintendo, like, a lot.
Well, they've been doing a lot, so...
They have, so we kind of have to catch up, because we kind of, we took another break, as we often do, without
we've
telling
We've got about four Nintendo topics, so...
Roughly.
Oh, no, five Nintendo, four or five Nintendo topics, yeah. Something like that, whatever, I can't count today.
So, a little bit of housekeeping, just a touch. I said we just took a break, that was kind of unintentional, that's because I got too busy. However, we're about to go on, like we said at the top of the show, it is Christmas season. So we'll be going on about a 2 or 3 week break. I'm traveling. And
back to North Carolina.
Yep. And so even though, Kevin, I'll be closer to you, I'll be further away from my recording rig. We won't be able to get any episodes done.
Yeah.
We tried it last year for the Christmas show. And do you remember how that went? Of course
it
you
didn't
did.
Work. So,
exactly.
Yeah.
That's how it went. It did not. So... We'll take our, we'll try to keep up, I guess, on Facebook or Twitter, or we'll post something so y'all know that we're alive and hopefully something entertaining and something everybody cares to read
about. Steven will let you know how those beaver pelts are going for him. So.
That's actually what I asked for Christmas, believe it or not, was beaver pelts.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, I'm going to make them into hats.
Beaver pelt hat?
Yeah. Kind of makes you
floppy.
Yeah, it kind of makes you wonder why I didn't ask for the beaver pelt hat and the beaver pelts. So, enough talking about animal skins. Let's kind of jump into the topics. The Wii U has finally came out. What do you think of the system and its release?
Yeah, Nintendo's great. We like it. Okay, my big thing is I'm getting real tired of how it's becoming acceptable to put out a system and have one game for it that anybody wants. This is... And it's not just Nintendo. Every company has done it now. And for like two consecutive generations, I'm getting kind of tired of it.
Yeah, the last system I remember that had a truly strong launch lineup was the DS when it originally came out. It had like Mario 64, Mario Kart. And some other titles that you genuinely wanted to play. And you're right. Most of the systems these days come out with one big hit title that makes you want to play it. So I got the Wii U because I wanted to get one. I had the money to blow somehow. It was also my birthday. I have a tendency to buy stupid stuff on my birthday. The only Wii U game that I really cared to play was the Mario game. I kind of don't care to say the title because it's too long, kind of stupid. It's fun. It's really fun. But, as we've talked about on the show before, I'm in a different demographic because really I got the Wii U to play my Wii games, which I'm really excited about. To me, this is not a game that makes me want to go shell out $400 to go play it.
Just that one game, yeah. They need. I want at least five games, and they don't all have to be good. They can be a varying range. Zombie U is it didn't get that great of scores, but see, we got a lot of things like retape putting Batman.
Right. There's Zombie U. There's Scribblenauts Unlimited, which is apparently supposed to be decent. And then we have the Mario game. And you're right. That's one really good title and then two okay titles. To me, that's not enough at launch. We do need more.
In an interview, Reggie Filamani said, in regards to the next wave of consoles, Microsoft and Sony need to react to Nintendo, not the other way around. Do you agree with this?
I actually do as a marketing strategy. I don't necessarily agree how he said it, but that's what Reggie does. He says stuff in very bold manners, which, by the way, is interesting because Reggie is this big, bold guy who says big, bold statements in a really adult manner, basically. Then there's the company that he represents isn't exactly a big, bold company. It's something I've always found interesting.
I think we should get back to the days where the companies were competing more with each other instead of working, because it's just multi-platform games. There's not as much work now for the main, you know, console, you know, the ones that put out the consoles to spend the money to get more companies to, you know, put just the game on their system.
Well, what
it's just becoming, and you know, and they need to draw lines in the sand and be like, this company is more Nintendo, and you know, because we put more money into it, we're going to get the game at least first. I mean.
Well, from a marketing perspective, Reggie is actually taking the Apple stance. And I hate quoting anything Apple or showing their marketing plan. But the point of Apple was they were going to do what they were going to do. They're not going to try to catch up to anybody. Because whoever is catching up, you've pretty much already lost the battle.
But then again, he's just saying what's already happened with the last... I mean, because what happened when Nintendo put out their stuff? Both consoles followed suit and put out Wii-like stuff, you know, for their consoles.
Sure.
So he's just saying what they've already done.
Yeah, I mean, now, whether or not I like the execution, like I said, I like the marketing example of it. I prefer the company to go do what it's going to do. Don't try to mimic other companies. Do what you're going to do and, you know, try to do it well. But if you, you know, if you try to follow suit of other companies, you just kind of seem like what Sony and Microsoft seem like. You know, they seem dated. The Wii is getting a redesign. The Wii Mini follows the trend of console redesigns by being much smaller and cheaper, being only $100. But it sacrifices GameCube backwards compatibility and has no internet capabilities. What do you think of the new design?
It's a little cool system. It's only about, I don't know, looked like it was about the size of a notebook.
I know, is it? But isn't it adorable? Isn't it cute?
Do they all come in red like that, or they got different colors for it?
I don't know. I actually like the color scheme. I like the black-red thing. It's always been a favorite color combination of mine.
If it's going to be $100, though, they need to put a bunch of color schemes out, because...
You would.
I don't know. It's just cheap. I mean, you might as well. I mean,
I've never really cared too much about the color scheme of my consoles, though. If it's white, cool. If it's black, cool. If it's purple, cool. If it's, you know.
But if I've got the choice, I would like to have it.
I guess if you want to go get blue and purple for your system. So I do like the idea of the redesign. It is a good marketing thing because you're trying to keep the life cycle of your system going. We've seen that work with the PS2. Nintendo's made it work with, you know, the Super Nintendo NES way back in the day. However, I dislike the no GameCube backwards compatibility. That's just kind of a personal thing. That's not, to me, that's not something that's really catastrophic. I do not like this internet thing, the internet being axed from the system.
See, I mean, all right, so the system's $100. All right, I can understand maybe GameCube compatibility would cost maybe half as much, a quarter as much as an actual GameCube costs, so maybe $25 more to it. But how much is internet capabilities? I mean, how much is an internet card?
I mean,
$5, $10? I mean, really? You couldn't have added internet to it?
I don't know.
A port to it or just made it Wi-Fi? I mean,
yeah.
I don't know.
I'm not too worried about what the cost would have been had they added it, but it's just one of the things I liked about the Wii was getting on the virtual console and getting those games. It wasn't even about the multiplayer that it offered, but now I can't even get on virtual console and go get those games that I would have wanted. Or the people who are getting it for the first time could go back and enjoy, you know, consoles of generations past through the virtual console.
But then again, there are like 1,400 Wii games, so you can't say there's not enough Wii games to, I guess, fill your time with.
I guess.
For $100, it's pretty cool. It's a good thing. It's just, I don't know.
I guess get it for a small kid who hasn't had it before.
Mega Man is finally getting a birthday gift. For his 25th anniversary, Capcom has announced Mega Man X Street Fighter, a Mega Man game where the Street Fighter characters are bosses. And it's going to be free download on the PC from their website. Are you excited?
I kind of am. I don't like the fact that it's exclusively PC, because I'm a console guy. I would prefer to play it on my console, but at least this is better than what we were getting before for Mega Man, which was essentially Capcom taking a dump in a bag and leaving it on our doorstep.
It wouldn't have been free if they had to put it on consoles, though, because just to put a game onto the servers of either of those cost $5,000 or $10,000. So they wouldn't have. And it would have cost you money.
It probably, but I would have been okay paying anywhere between $10 or $20 for a console Mega Man game.
A fan made one, because it wasn't made by it was made by a fan in Singapore.
Then I'll pay like $5 for it.
The Singapore version, you only get $5.
Sorry. Yeah. Well, at least it's better. So, like, we were talking about the whatever that stupid iPhone game was they were going to put out.
Well, you can't even compare the two games, because this is an actual game, and that's not a game. That's like the free games you get on, like, iPad and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's like a Facebook game.
It's a Flash game. There's been people that have remade that game on Newgrounds, and it looked just as good, and it was free. So, I mean...
But like I said, this is much better than that. I am interested in the game, you know, going through the levels. I think it's kind of cute that, you know, the Street Fighter characters are
bosses.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
Well, the levels are going to be themed on the bosses, and it looks like it's going to be a more, I don't know, it looks like NES sprites, but the game looks like it's more complicated than, like, the, you know, the regular Mega Man's, because there was multiple abilities, and I don't know, I saw a lot for it, so
I saw him charging up his Hadouken and stuff like that. I think it's going to be cool. I will at least be checking it out. That's the advantage of it being free.
Yeah, if it's free, we can't complain too much, even right. If it's bad, so.
You know, it's not, you know, it's not Mega Man, like, X9 or anything like that, but I'll take it. It'll be fine. We'll be okay. So, that was the first four topics. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with our next three topics, and that's pretty much it. We'll be right back.
Tacos.
Want to hear more? View the episode archives at level7podcast.com.
And welcome back from the break. So we're going to kind of jump straight into the next three, because I have things to do today. Surprise, surprise.
I don't think we've ever had an episode where you weren't having to run out of your house after the episode was over.
Well, I'm using it as an excuse, because really, I don't want to be around you or either Norm for any great length of time. So
I'm not sitting next to you on your couch. I mean, all you got to do is get off the internet.
I'm going to do that during one of the episodes. Just cut off my internet right in the middle of the episode. And then then it's just going to be you talking to yourself. So it's going to be like a normal Wednesday.
Oh, well.
Anyway. If you have the cash, you can own every SNES title ever. Someone is selling them all for $25,000. If you had the cash, would you buy it?
Hell no! I ain't spending that much money on, what is it, 721 SNES games. Every game, I guess, released in the United States, Mexico, and Canada.
But you get them all in box.
They look pretty. And what is it? 85% of the titles still have their manuals. So
and it's verified that they all work.
Oh, well, I mean, there you go. And it's pretty much anybody who loves the Super Nintendo is like their biggest wet dream is to have every Super Nintendo game. But I already have that option, and to make the games look better on the PC. So, you know, there's no scan lines, and it makes you can have, you know, like x8 analysis.
This is kind of the weird web story that, you know, you just kind of got to talk about, like, who he collected this collection over 3 years so he could do some type of project, and now he's trying to sell it all on eBay. And I think he would have better success trying to sell the more lucrative titles for like selling Chrono Trigger or Final Fantasy VI or Final Fantasy IV for something. I don't necessarily think
he ain't gonna make $25,000 for that though.
No,
just a couple games, even
not.
The rarest games.
I want, so. Yeah, and it says that he'll haggle, so I guess you can get him to come down a couple dollars.
He'd have to come down quite a bit from 25K. I've got much better things. That's like a car. I mean,
it's more than a car.
Well, it depends on what car you get.
That's a car with almost $10,000 left over.
Maybe for you.
Yeah, maybe for me. There are games in the collection that I would prefer to get. There are still games that I do want to get for the SNES that have always been on my I want to get list. So I'd probably go for one or two of those. But other than that, I'm not, no, $25,000. You could do a lot more and a lot better things with it than go and get your wet dream of SNES games.
So what happens for the guy who buys all? He's like, oh, I won the lottery. I got my $25,000. I'm going to spend it on these SNES games. And then shipping it, and it gets here, and it just falls off the boat. Goodbye, every SNES game ever made.
Oh. That's what we call karma.
Well,
stop spending your money on dumb stuff.
PopCap, the company known for Plants vs. Zombies. Well, they're making a AAA title game. What could it possibly be, and is this a good move for the company?
Do you think it's just a AAA version of Plants vs. Zombies, like with cinematic camera views and stuff like that?
Oh, it's just Call of Duty, but one side is Plants and one side Zombies. That's all the game's going to be.
Sure.
AAA title.
That's all.
10 out of 10, every site, all game of the year. I can see it now.
I think so. I have no idea what it could be. PopCap doesn't strike me as something putting out real gritty and the things that we normally associate with AAA. Hopefully their version, huh?
I was saying what? Oh, okay, never mind. Dragon Age 3 and Mass Effect are the games that are run on the Frostbite 2 engine.
Right.
So that's what the games can be.
I'm hoping that their version of AAA isn't the same version of AAA that everybody else gives us. You know, all the brown, all the dark colors, and all the really things that men and gritty people like to look at. I hope it's something a little bit more fanciful, a little bit more colorful, that kind of seems like where they want to go.
Well, if Plants vs. Zombies is any indicator, the game is, if nothing else, it's very colorful. I mean,
right.
Everything in it is very vibrant, so I mean...
Yeah, so that's a good sign. I do think this is a good move for the company if they can, as long as they've weighed the risk, because if you can put out a AAA title and prepare for the backlash and as a company still survive the backlash, sweet. But if you put out a AAA title, which takes millions and millions of dollars to do these days, and it backfires, well, that's your company.
Well, then again, they did make it big with Plants vs. Zombies, so they could probably just make another Plants vs. Zombies and, you know, get the money to try again.
That's true. But if it does help elevate their company from, you know, what we perceive as nothing but flash games and things like that, I think it's a good move for the company because it expands your horizon. It gets you another node in the market network.
Well, we need more companies making AAA games. So, you know, big title games, not just iPad games. We need those. So, I mean, it's a good move, if nothing else, because it's a bigger company moving into bigger waters. So,
very true. Apparently, dying a lot over two games just wasn't enough. Dark Souls 2 has been announced. Will you be getting it and eventually rage quitting it once it comes out?
Well, my PS3 went the way of the Dodo Bird.
Or the Dodo Bird.
And it's extinct now, sitting on my floor and don't work anymore. I sold all my PS3 games, so cry a little bit for me. But the good news is they've put all of these games out on the PC, so I can play them. And yes, I'll probably be getting Dark Souls 2, because, you know, who doesn't like being annoyed?
And who doesn't like frothing at the mouth with sheer anger of... Yeah.
Hulk smash.
Yeah, I'm still... It has always been my intention to go through Demon's Souls and possibly Dark Souls or one or the other. I just haven't done it yet. because I know I'm going to rage quit. And I don't, I'm not like you, Kevin. I can't rage quit and then come back to it. I get kind of jaded. And
the thing is, I don't either. There are very few games that do that for me, but the game, it is made that way to make you want to come back.
I guess.
I wouldn't take that line until I played it, because it might change your mind on just how fun dying and losing at the game is, because you're pissed off. You know, you just died, but you might have saw exactly what you did wrong.
Well, okay,
so,
I will say this. It took me many years to get over my anger issues. Do we really want to put me in front of a video game that could possibly bring back past demons?
Sure.
See, demons, get it? That's kind of a pun, because of demons. So if I do get into Demon or Dark Souls, I don't necessarily which one I'm gonna get first. I might go after Dark Souls. I've heard it's the more polished game.
The thing is, you might want to wait for Dark Souls 2, where they got, because they're gonna have an easier mode for it. So, you know, if it gets too bad, you can just, you know, puss out and.
That is true, and I would be the person that would do that, because I will get very, very angry at the game and then just be like, no, I screw this game. I'm gonna beat it, man. So yeah, I'll at least be looking into it. I don't know that I'll be like standing in line for a midnight release if this actually gets one.
Hey, they're there. You can get it anytime, so.
Yeah, that's very true. So I'll be looking into it. It at least interests me. The thing that really interests me is this game that does bring out the worst in people somehow has gotten now its second sequel.
Well, this isn't Dark Souls. Suppose it was a spiritual successor, so it wasn't so much a sequel. This is actually
a
direct sequel.
No,
well, I mean, that's exactly
sequel.
What they said. It's not a
and
sequel.
They're liars.
It's not a sequel because it didn't. There's no storyline really to connect the first one. It's got to be. There's got to be something there for it to be a sequel. You know what I mean?
But it's still the same gameplay mechanics. It's still basically the same game. I don't care about the storyline thing. We call the Final Fantasies basically sequels to one another. It's the same principle.
Yeah, but all RTS games pretty much play the same, and we don't all call them StarCraft. So
I do.
You just, I go play StarCraft, but I'm playing Medieval. Shut up. I don't care. Whatever.
Exactly. I had somebody tell me they were playing Command & Conquer. I'm like, oh, so you're playing StarCraft. You're playing a game that wishes it was StarCraft.
This was made 10 years before that. It doesn't matter. Shut up.
StarCraft. There were no RTSs before StarCraft. Get your story straight.
There you go. Take that fact to your fact checkers.
Exactly.
And check that fact.
Check that fact. That's going to be my new tagline. Check that fact.
Even though it's hilariously wrong.
It's terribly wrong. And I don't much care. Because it's true in my little realm, in my little bubble. And that's all that matters to me is what's going on in my bubble. Screw your bubble.
But my bubble is nice.
No, screw your bubble!
It smells good in my bubble. It's like lavender.
That's fantastic. You go to Bed Bath & Beyond to get that?
Yeah, they got lavender bubbles over there.
They have lavender.
$9.99. I got it, you know, as many as I need.
You got it on the cheap. Anyway, that's enough of us rambling. And I hope everybody got their fill of it, because like I said, we're going to be gone for 2 or 3 weeks. And yeah, I hope everybody does have a Merry Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, or Festivus, or whatever you celebrate. And yeah. Do you wish well on anybody, Kevin?
I hope you all get exactly what's coming to you.
Sweet. So, you know, unless the world ends, goodbye.
And have a happy Mayan end of the calendar.